Welcome to Radio Sai Bhajan Classroom. But first, let us collectively offer our prayerful and loving salutations to Bhagwan, the source of all our joy, our energy, our happiness, our very life itself. And today we are going to learn to sing Krishna Krishna Yadu Vara Krishna. As always, we begin with the lyrics, move on to the tune, the raga, the tala, the meaning, and then before we wind up, we will have a conversation with Mr. Sai Surendranath, who is going to share with us, like last time, how Bhagwan used to correct singers on specific bhajans. So there is plenty today, and let's begin with the lyrics.
Krishna, Krishna, Yaduvara, Krishna, Murahara, Keshava, Yadava, Madhava. Krishna, Krishna, Yaduvara, Krishna, Murali, Manohara, Krishna, Murari, Krishna, Murari, Shyama Murari, Murahara Keshava, Yadava Madhava.
And now for the most interesting part, let's learn to sing this bhajan. As Brother Ravi Kumar sings every line slowly without any musical accompaniments, dear listeners, please listen carefully and follow as Brother Amay follows Brother Ravi Kumar. This is a very soft and melodious bhajan. You will like it. Here is the tune for you.
This bhajan is being sung in the scale D Pancham. Krishna, Krishna, Yaduvara Krishna.
Krishna, Krishna, Yaduvara Krishna.
Krishna, Krishna, Yaduvara Krishna.
Krishna, Krishna, Yaduvara Krishna.
Murahara Keshava, Yadava Madhava.
Murahara Keshava, Yadava Madhava.
Murahara Keshava, Yadava Madhava.
Murahara Keshava, Yadava Madhava.
Krishna, Krishna, Yaduvara Krishna.
Krishna, Krishna, Yaduvara Krishna.
Murali Manohara Krishna Murari.
Murali Manohara Krishna Murari.
Murali Manohara Krishna Murari.
Murali Manohara Krishna Murari.
Krishna Murari, Shyama Murari.
Krishna Murari, Shyama Murari.
Krishna Murari, Shyama Murari.
Krishna Murari, Shyama Murari.
మురహర కేశవా యాదవా మాధవా,
మురహర కేశవా యాదవా మాధవా,
మురహర కేశవా యాదవా మాధవా,
మురహర కేశవా యాదవా మాధవా.
కృష్ణ కృష్ణ యదువర కృష్ణ.
So that was the lovely tune of this Krishna bhajan, and now dear listeners, let's move on to learn a little more about this composition. And for this I have with me in the studio, like last time, Anirudh. Welcome Anirudh to the program.
Thank you brother.
So tell us Anirudh, in which raga is this bhajan based?
This bhajan is based on the rag Yaman in the Hindustani and Kalyani in the Carnatic classical.
And can you please demonstrate to us how this raga
flows? Yeah, sure. The arohana and the avrohana of this raga is sa re ga ma pa dha ni sa sa ni dha pa ma ga re sa. It's a very beautiful raga where it is kind of very joyous feeling and very bright, pleasant. It is generally sung in the early night.
Early night?
Yeah.
Okay.
And the beauty of this raga lies in the madhyam, the ma.
Ma.
It is tivra ma.
Ma tivra, yes.
Sa re ga ma pa dha ni sa ni da pa ma. That's the beauty of the
pakkad also is something like that. Nirega. That's how the pakkad starts, right?
Nirega ma.
Wonderful. So tell us more about this raga in terms of what are the bhajans, other bhajans which are based or other compositions that, you know, people can relate to.
Yeah, there are many bhajans in this raga. Some of them I'll just tell you. Sheetala charanam, komala charanam. Then we have దేవ దేవోత్తమ దీన సంరక్షక మధుసూదన హరే మాధవ పాండురంగ విఠలే హరినారాయణ అండ్ మెనీ మోర్ లైక్ దట్
యా వండర్ఫుల్ ఐ థింక్ దేర్ ఆర్ ప్లెంటీ
ప్లెంటీ ప్లెంటీ
yes you would like to share anything more any other composition Anirudh
in Carnatic classical there is a famous kirtanam composed by Papanasam Shivan which goes like this
unneyallal vere gati illai amma.
This is a very famous composition in the Kalyani rag.
Wonderful. Thank you so much Anirudh. Dear listeners, Anirudh has joined Radio Sai Studio and we are really grateful to Bhagwan for this gift, for this talent to the studios of Radio Sai. He's just finished his master's in mathematics and chosen to serve Bhagwan, staying back in Prashanti Nilayam. Thank you again Anirudh. And please hold on, because when we have that conversation with Sai Surendranath sir at the end of this program, he probably might need your help. So please be with us. And dear listeners, let's move on with this program. We're coming now to the Tala. It is set to the 8-beat Adi Talam in Carnatic music, and in Hindustani music, it is the Kairva Tal. So that is the Raga and the Tala done. And now let's move on to imbibing the feeling of the bhajan, which Baba always emphasized so much. Baba once said, it is essential to ensure that the meaning of the words, the emotional feeling of the composer, and the melody of the song are all brought out in rendering the songs during bhajans. He further added, remembering the name is the panacea. When the name is chanted as a song set to music, it delights the heart immensely. So those are Bhagwan's words. Let's remember these directions from the divine and move on to learning the meaning of every word of this bhajan. We start with the first line.
Krishna, Krishna, Yaduvara Krishna.
Krishna, Krishna, Yaduvara Krishna.
The word Krishna appears thrice in this line, so let's dwell on this name a little. Baba once said that among all the avatars, Krishna's is the most attractive incarnation. The very word Krishna, Baba explains, means one who attracts. Karshate iti Krishnaha. Krishna is one who attracted all men, women, children, young, old, educated, illiterate, everyone was fascinated by him. He attracted by his eyes, his speech, his port, his words, his gestures, his smiles. Every action of his was captivating. By his words, he softened and calmed the hearts of even those who were filled with hatred, and eventually he even made them rejoice. That was the magic of Krishna. Time stood still when Krishna was around. In one discourse, Baba said, Krishna attracted through the heart and got himself installed in the heart. And how did he do this? Through the divine delight that he conferred. Now, the word Krishna is also related to the root Krish, which means to cultivate as a field for growing crops. Krishyate iti Krishna. This is another meaning, and in this context, Krishna means the one who cultivates the field of a heart by removing the weeds. What are the weeds? The six deadly vices. So Krishna removes the six deadly vices, waters the soil of a heart with love, plows it with sadhana or spiritual practices, and then sows the seeds of devotion. So those are some of the meanings explained by Baba of this charming word Krishna. And the other word in this line is Yaduvara, meaning the crown jewel of the Yadava clan. In one discourse, Baba revealed that Sura was the lord of the Yadava dynasty and one of his ancestors was King Yayati. Yadu was the son of this King Yayati. And that is how all the descendants came to be called as Yadavas, descendants of Yadu. Hence, Yadava denotes the cowherd clan in which Krishna was lovingly brought up by his foster parents, Yashoda and Nanda. In the same discourse, Baba explained that Yadavas were divine beings born on earth to herald the avatar of Krishna. Thus, in this line, Krishna, Krishna, Yaduvara Krishna, we extol the Lord as the one who assumed the form of Krishna during the Dwapara Yuga. He is the one who captivated one and all and thereby conferred delight. He is the supreme gardener who cultivates the fields of our hearts, removing weeds of negative tendencies and sowing seeds of positive traits. Let's move on to the second line.
Murahar Keshava Yadava Madhava.
Murahar Keshava Yadava Madhava.
In this line, Murahara comes from Mura and Hara. Here, Mura refers to the demon Mura during the Dwapara Yuga, and Hara literally means to destroy. So Murahara means the one who slayed the demon Mura. The second word is Keshava. One meaning of Keshava is the one who destroys kleshas or sorrows. Another meaning of Keshava is the one who has lovely locks of dark and curly hair. And this is derived from the word Kesa, which means hair. The suffix va is added to denote the beauty of the hair by a grammatical rule. Now, this name of the Lord indicates that he possesses qualities like supremacy and loveliness, which are his natural possessions. He has curly locks of hair which are sublime and soft. The beauty of his hair matches his divine and beautiful form. The same power of attraction that we saw in Lord Krishna is what we witness in this Satya Sai Avatar 2, Satya Sai Krishna 2. Bhagwan, looking so lovely with his halo of soft hair. In fact, I have had the opportunity to see the evening breeze play with Baba's hair in the lawns of Trai Vrindavan. And what a sight it used to be in those evenings. That is Keshava, Sundar Keshava. And the last word in this line is Madhava. It is again another name of Lord Krishna, and it comes from Ma and Dhava. Ma refers to Goddess Lakshmi, who is the presiding deity of all auspiciousness, wealth and prosperity. And Dhava means the master or husband. So Goddess Lakshmi can also be taken to represent the very embodiment of the life-giving energy principle that sustains the entire cosmos. And since Krishna is the supreme consciousness from whom this energy principle emerged, Madhava is the apt way of describing him. So in this line, Murahara Keshava, Yadava, Madhava, we call out to the Lord who annihilated the demon Mura in his incarnation as Lord Krishna. You are the one who destroys our troubles and worries, and the one who is so beautiful with your lovely locks of hair. The crest jewel of the Yadava clan and the divine consort of Mother Lakshmi, you are the eternal absolute from whom the vital energy principle of the universe came forth. Let's move on to the next line.
Krishna, Krishna, Yaduvara Krishna.
Krishna, Krishna, Yaduvara Krishna.
This is a repeat of the first line of this bhajan. And now, let us see another interpretation of this word Krishna. It relates to the root Krish, which means something above and beyond the three attributes and the three eras. And Na indicates Sachidananda. Kurshate iti Krishnaha. It means the one who is always blissful. Baba says the essence of Krishna's life is that he proclaimed the truth to the world, propagated the eternal verities, and delighted the world by his leelas. It is the same with Bhagwan Baba too. He is Satya Sai, the teacher of truth. And Baba, meaning being awareness, bliss, Atman, the one in eternal bliss, Sachidananda. And we have already discussed the meaning of Yaduvara. So in this line, we hail the Lord as the one who is supremely attractive and the one who is the very embodiment of being, awareness and bliss at all times. We move on to the fourth line.
Murali Manohara Krishna Murari.
Murali Manohara Krishna Murari.
Here Murali refers to the flute that Lord Krishna played. Murali is also used as an appellation for the Lord. Now there is a deeper significance to this name. The flute is hollow without any twists, we know that. And Baba says, this is the reason why the Lord chose the flute as his instrument. Bhagwan says that when we too become straight and remove our worldly desires and thoughts, the Lord will make us too his instrument and work through us in amazing ways. Maybe it'll be nice here to revisit a beautiful incident related to this name of the Lord from the Dwapara Yuga. Radha, one of the greatest devotees of Lord Krishna, was feeling the pangs of separation along with the other Gopikas when Krishna left for Mathura. All of them were extremely depressed and they prayed to Lord Krishna to visit them at least once more. They kept praying and yearning for him. Eventually, Krishna did respond to their prayers and he did come. But the Gopikas by then had become really emaciated because of the yearning for their Lord. The Lord, seeing his devotees, was so moved. He said, "You should not starve like this. Why don't you eat something?" And you know what the Gopikas said? "Krishna, our food is the melody of your flute. We know no other food other than your music." And then Radha pleaded with Krishna to play once again on his flute. She said, "Oh Krishna, please sing a sweet song and fill our hearts with those nectarous words and bliss. Distill the essence of the Vedas, transform it into a lilting music, play it on your enchanting flute and captivate us with your melody. Sing, oh Krishna, please sing for us." Lord Krishna did accede to their request. He picked up a bamboo twig, converted it into a flute, and out came from his lips ethereal music. It was specially for his devotees, the Gopikas. While narrating this incident, Baba said, "When Krishna started playing the flute, Radha was transported to the height of ecstasy and she said, 'Krishna, this is the moment I have been waiting for so long. Now I am full. I am complete.' And so saying, she gave up her body and merged at Krishna's feet." And after this incident, Baba said, Krishna never touched the flute again. So that is the love of the Lord for his devotees. The Lord is nothing but love, and when we offer to him our pure and unsullied love, he too responds to us in the same way. The second word, Manohara, means one who enchants. The third word is Krishna, which we already discussed. And the final word is Murari. This again is a reference to Lord Krishna destroying the demon Mura in the Dwapara Yuga. Hence in this line, Murali Manohara, Krishna Murari, we praise the Lord as the one who is the destroyer of the demon Mura. O Lord, you are the one who breathes out heavenly fruit on your lips and enchants the minds of all beings. Let's move on to the fifth line.
Krishna Murari, Shyama Murari.
Krishna Murari, Shyama Murari.
In this line, the only new word is Shyama. And this word means one who is dark complexion like the clouds in the sky. Now why is Krishna compared to the dark clouds that bring rain? Baba once said, Krishna draws the mind away from sensory desires. That is another way in which his attraction operates. He pulls the mind towards him so that it is weaned away from everything else. For everything else is truly inferior, less valuable. Krishna satisfies this deepest thirst of man, this thirst of man for peace, for joy, for wisdom. When this thirst, this Krishna Trishna is quenched, the highest ananda is attained. Then there is no more need, there is no more want. The urge to drink inferior drinks that only feed the thirst disappears once the sweetness of Krishna Nama, the name of Krishna, and Krishna Bhava, the feeling of Krishna, are tasted. That is why he is Megha Shyama, dark blue as the rain cloud. The very sight of the rain-laden cloud is so refreshing. The Lord is attributed the blue color also to signify that he is the most mysterious one. The ocean is blue, the sky is blue, and they are unfathomable. The Lord is incomprehensible. That is the reason why he is described as blue, and not because the color of his skin was blue. Baba has explained this. And now let us explore the meaning of this word Krishna a little more. In one discourse, Swami said, in this word Krishna, Ka symbolizes the sun principle. That is because when divinity manifests within us, our heart blooms like a lotus before the sun. Ka symbolizes the sun principle. Ka also refers to Kamaleshwara, the lord of the lotus, Kamala Garbha, the one from whose navel the lotus has emerged. Next is Ra, which represents the principle of delight. Sha represents Vishnu, the source of all wealth and prosperity. Na signifies the Narasimha avatar, the combination of man and animal in an integral unity. And A reveals the Akshara Swarupa of the Lord, his imperishable and eternal quality. That is Lord Krishna, manifestation of the divine in human form. Dr. John Hislop, a long-time devotee of Bhagwan, was blessed by Baba with the vision of himself as Lord Krishna. And later, during a conversation with Baba, it struck Dr. Hislop that even though it would have been wonderful to know great personages and sages and gurus of the past and learn from them, the present, that is the period of the Satya Sai Avatar, was the first time since the time of Krishna that people could have God himself as their guru. So Dr. Hislop began saying, Swami, in the thousands of years of time since Krishna, Swami interrupted him at this point and said, time since Krishna? I am Krishna. Where is time? Dr. Hislop was simply amazed and he said, well, Swami, then this is the best of times to be born? Is this true? Swami said, yes, the most fortunate of all times, even more fortunate to be born now than during the Krishna avatar. That was the emphatic declaration direct from the divine. Let us never forget that the same Krishna is Sai Krishna. In fact, Baba did give that beautiful vision of Krishna to Dr. Hislop, and it's recorded in his book, My Baba and I. So in this line, Krishna Murari, Shama Murari, we hail the Lord as the one who is of a dark, cloud-like complexion, the most mysterious one. We praise him as the all-attractive Lord, as the one who destroyed the demon Mura. We move on to the last line.
Murahar Keshava Yadava Madhava.
Murahar Keshava Yadava Madhava.
This too is a repeat of an earlier line. So let us explore the meaning of this word Keshava a little further. The word Keshava signifies the slaying of the demon Kesi in the Dwapara Yuga. But there is a beautiful interpretation given by Adi Shankara, and which is supported by the Vishnu Purana. Kamsa, the maternal uncle of Krishna, sent the demon Kesi to kill the child Krishna, but it was the demon who met his death at the hands of Krishna. What Adi Shankara says is Kesa in Keshava also denotes the rays that emanate from the sun. Krishna is the source of the sun, the moon, and all the effulgent objects in the cosmos. And because he is the source of the sun, he is Keshava. In fact, Adi Shankara says that in the Mahabharata, Lord Krishna says, the rays that are emanating from me are called Kesas. And that is why the learned Brahmins call me by the name Keshava. The Lord is the source of this cosmos. Moving on, the word Madhava, this one interesting interpretation of this name is that the Lord is called so because he silently observes the physical, mental, and the intellectual activities of all beings. He is the eternal witness. In the Bhagavad Gita, Krishna describes and declares that he is the eternal observer or of all actions in the universe at all levels, mental, spiritual, physical, and so on. He is the master of Maya, illusion, as well as the master of nature, creation. That is why he is Madhava. So in this line, Murahara Keshava, Yadava, Madhava, we call out to the Lord as the destroyer of the demon Mura and as the supreme Godhead from whom emanate the rays of the sun and all other effulgent objects in the cosmos. He is also the one who chose the simple but devotion-filled clan of cowherds, the Yadava dynasty, to grow up in. We also hail him as Madhava, the one who is the eternal, unchanging witness to all actions in this vast cosmos. So, dear listeners, with that, we are done with understanding the meaning of every word of this bhajan, which comprises its various subtle and significant significances. How much meaning is inherent in every word of the Lord's name. That is why, you know, each name of the Lord is so potent. That is also why perhaps since ancient times, people have named their children with these names, because by their very sound itself, they are so sacred. And when we chant them with the Lord in our mind and understanding the import of their deeper meaning, it becomes a sadhana, a very fruitful and rewarding spiritual experience. With this understanding, dear listeners, let's move on to listening to the complete version of this bhajan as it is sung by Bhagwan's students in his presence. And as you listen, please sing along. Practice one more time.
Krishna, Krishna, Yaduvara Krishna.
Krishna, Krishna, Yaduvara Krishna.
Krishna, Krishna, Yaduvara Krishna.
Krishna, Krishna, Yaduvara Krishna.
Murahara Keshava, Yadava Madhava.
Murahara Keshava, Yadava Madhava.
Murahara Keshava, Yadava Madhava.
Murahara Keshava, Yadava Madhava.
Krishna, Krishna, Yaduvara Krishna.
Krishna, Krishna, Yaduvara Krishna.
Murali Manohara Krishna Murari.
Murali Manohara Krishna Murari.
Murali Manohara Krishna Murari.
Murali Manohara Krishna Murari.
So, dear listeners, as you continue to listen to the final version of this bhajan, let's move on in this program. You can always download this entire session from our website, radiosai.org, and listen to it again and practice at your convenience. And as promised earlier, it's time to know more about how Bhagwan used to guide members of the Prashanti Bhajan group. And I'm happy that we have again with us Mr. Sai Surendranath, one of the senior most members of the Prashanti Bhajan group. So there is no better person than him to share with us these insights. A warm welcome to you, sir, again to the studios of Radio Sai.
Sairam Bishu, And Sairam Anirudh.
Yes, Anirudh also is here. So last time you...
I think I gave 5 or 6 bhajans.
Yes, some specific bhajans. And you pointed out how Swami guided us about those bhajans. So maybe you can continue that.
Yes. Today I have another 4 to 5 bhajans. Brother Anirudh, can you sing for me Jaya Lambodara Pahimam?
Yes, sir.
Jaya Lambodara Pahimam.
In that Nijaparthi.
Nijaparthi Puram Dehimam.
Anirudh, do you feel that line is okay for you?
No, it is Nijabhakti Mudam instead of Nijaparthi Puram.
So actually, many singers, when they sing Nijaparthi Puram Dehima. So Dehima is, what do you feel?
Give me.
So you are asking Puttaparthi. You are asking Puttaparthi village. But actually, when you are praying God, you must pray that you need
bhakti.
Nija bhakti. So Swami once gave a beautiful smile and he said, sing as bhakti mudam dehima and not parthi puram dehima. That's wonderful. A beautiful day. Another day, there is another very interesting bhajan. A lot of insight Swami gave in this bhajan. Jai Jai Bhavani Ma.
Jai Jai Bhavani Ma, Ambe Bhavani Ma. Ambe Bhavani Ma, Sai Bhavani Ma. Jai Jai Bhavani Ma, Ambe Bhavani Ma. Shirdi Nivasi Ma, Parthi Nivasi Ma. Atma Nivasi Ma, Sai Bhavani Ma.
Yeah, this is... very exciting, energetic bhajan. Whenever you sing, bhajan, there is fantastic, clapping, following. Because that mood, it sets in that mood. But at the end of it, you sing Atma Nivasi Ma. Actually, it is not Atma Nivasi Ma. Swami immediately said, Atma itself is God. How you can say, God will live in God. Atma Nivasi Ma. So Atma is God itself. That is divinity. That Atma is unchanging, immortal.
Yes.
That's a spark of the God.
Just another name of God.
Yes. That is in you. So, you should not say, God live in God. Instead, Swami said, it should be Hridaya Nivasima. Hridaya is our heart, our spiritual heart.
Yes, makes
so, you
sense.
Pray God to reside in your heart,
yes.
But not Atma. So, the correct version should be,
Hridaya Nivasi Ma Sai Bhavani Ma.
Yes. And the next one.
Namo Namo Nataraja Namo Harajata Juta Dhara Shambho.
Not many make mistake, but definitely few of them I have heard, they made this mistake. Pavana line, please.
Pavana Brahmachari.
How can that be? Shiva, how can you say Brahmachari? But actually, it's supposed to be Pavana Gangadhari.
Gangadhari.
But not Brahmachari.
Yes.
But I myself heard many times, boys or devotees, they sing Pavana Brahmachari. Actually, it is not Brahmachari. It is supposed to be
Gangadhari.
Yes.
Pavana Gangadhari.
Yes. Can you sing the next song?
Shambho Murare Shankara Murare.
Wait, Anirudh, there is some mistake. Just now, Brother Bishu was talking about Murare, Murare, Murare. And that word Murare was attached to whom? Bishu? To whom?
Krishna.
But you are singing
Shambho
Murare. Murare. How that can be? So actually, Murare is a demon. And he was killed by Krishna.
Mura was killed.
But it should not be Mura. It should be Purare. Because Purare is also another demon. And he was killed by Shiva. So therefore, when we are singing, we must sing Shambho Purare, Shankara Purare. And not Murare, Murare.
I think everyone sings Murare.
Everybody, yeah. That's a common mistake. Everybody. Maybe because of the rhyme or what, I don't know why. But generally they sing.
But Bhagwan has mentioned this.
There's a correct way of singing is this. Shankara or Shambho should attach to Purare. And Krishna to Murare.
Yes.
Correct, no? Just now you explained about previous bhajan. So it should be Murare,
Purare.
Purare and not Murare. Who is this Purare? He is also a Daman. He is called Tripura. Why he is called Tripura? Because he is a demon with a lot of magical power. He created three Maya world. Yes. One out of gold, silver and iron.
Mm-hmm.
And if you want to defeat this person, this demon, these three Maya worlds should align in the same line, then only you can kill him. And that was done by none other than Lord Shiva, who killed Tripura. That is why he's called Purare.
Purare.
Oh, and not Murare.
I think we tell this to all us.
Yeah, you must sing as Shambho Purare, Shankara Purare instead of Murare. Next bhajan, please.
Kausalya Nandana Vaidehi Mohana.
Can you go to the line Bharata?
Bharatashrita Shri Rama.
Wait. Something is wrong there. It cannot be Bharata.
Shrita.
What do you feel it should be, Anirudh?
I think it should be Archita.
Archita. Shrita has got no meaning. Archita means refuge. Or worshipping.
Worshipping.
Who? Yes.
Bharata worshipped.
Bharata. Bharata worshipped Sri Rama.
Sri Rama.
In fact, he waited for him.
Bharatarchita.
Archita. So you must sing as Bharatarchita, but not Bharatashrita. Can you sing that correct version, please, for me?
Bharatarchita Sri Rama.
That's a
I think this is also
version.
A very common mistake.
A common mistake. Most of them, they do that. Okay, I'll get back to the last one.
Sure.
Every day after bhajan, we sing aarti. But our aarti, if you seriously see the lyrics, we have Sanskrit words and Telugu words.
Yes.
So non-Telugu, that people who do not know Telugu, they also sing. So when they sing, they make two prominent mistakes. One is Mangala aarti. Can you sing that line?
Mangala arati enduku.
So they say enduku.
Enduku.
In Telugu, enduku means why.
Why.
So you are praying, Swami, why do you need arati? Why do you need arati? Actually, it is not why do you need arati. You must say anduko means
anduko.
Please accept my offering.
Yes. Anduko.
Anduko, anduko. Not enduko. This what happens, people don't know Telugu.
Yes.
They just want to fit into the rhythm.
Yes.
And the sound they hear.
Yes.
So they say, Mangalararti enduku, Mangalararti enduku. Similarly, there is one more line, Omkara.
Omkara Rupa Ojasri Vosai Mahadeva.
Yeah, there is a mistake there. Ojasri Vosai Mahadeva. Some people say Shiva Sai Mahadeva. But actually the correct version is supposed to be Omkara.
Omkara Rupa Ojasvivo Sai Mahadeva.
Ojasvivo. Okay, Ojasvivo. That is effulgence.
Ojasvi.
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 Tejas. Tejas.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
That is means divine effulgence.
Yes.
So these
Ojasvi
two,
O Sai Mahadeva.
Yeah, Ojasvivo Sai Mahadeva. That means that's a divine effulgence. It means that. So some people say Shiva Sai Mahadeva, whatever comes, you know, they just want to fit that some word
correct
to match that line. That's all. So these are all the common mistakes which many devotees.
Sai Ram, you are listening to an episode of Radio Sai Bhajan Classroom. This was first aired on July 26th, 2012. As a live program on Asia stream of Radio Sai Global Harmony as part of our Thursday live programs. This program was hosted by Team Radio Sai's Pishu. Thank you and Sai Ram.